we're going to try to lean on a high school to host this for us. The horse park is not yet holding events, and we can't pay their rental rates anyway. So we're looking at, we've got a couple of big high schools near us, near the facilities that have more than one gym. We think we could work out the warm-up area, mats, et cetera. One of the things that has been discussed is delaying our wrestling tournament because of that. Maybe going another month later, just so you could perhaps get more people. That needs to be a board discussion. Staff will manage what you think. We'll give you the data, tell you what we think, but you all are obviously going to have to make that decision. We know that we have 20-some wrestling schools getting ready to start for the first time, February 1st. We know that the others that have been going all year probably don't care that some districts are just getting ready to start. I know Mike has had a lot of conversations. We've looked at the bracketing of this, as you saw in the rationale. There's an opportunity to re-bracket it to where half the field's gone after the first day so that your second day you can bring more people. But you're still going to have people that may not get to see their kid wrestle. As you all know from putting local restrictions on attendance, to simply say two tickets per kid, which has been done by some governors in some states, ignores the fact that a great many of our families have more than two parents or more than two people acting in that role.